From 1960 to 1980, continued progress was made in understanding disabilities. The concept of normalization emerged in the early 1960s and has continued to grow as services have moved towards more integrated settings where people with disabilities are a part of the community, not separate. Normalization was defined as making the patterns and conditions of everyday life available to people with disabilities that was as close as possible to the norms and patterns of mainstream society. This emphasized the importance of community integration. Individuals with disabilities were shown that their life was as valuable as those without disabilities. They began to participate in the community, contribute to society, and exercise control over their lives, which helped to positively change the public's perception. In 1966, a book called Christmas in Purgatory was published. Two men went undercover in five large institutions and uncovered the horrific conditions residents endured, including little personal interactions due to high staffing ratios, the use of restraints, deprivation, and seclusion. In a future lesson, you will learn more about the use of restraints and how to effectively implement the use of positive support strategies to help eliminate the use of restraints. Restraints have been found to have many negative side effects. Christmas in Purgatory contains disturbing pictures of the treatment of institutionalized residents. The general public was outraged that American citizens were being treated in this way. This outrage helped to start the process of deinstitutionalization, moving individuals into community settings and fully embracing the amazing contributions people with disabilities can bring to our world. You can click here to read Christmas in Purgatory and to learn more. Some of the people you support may have been institutionalized. It is important to know if this is a part of their history and life experience because it could have impacted them greatly. People that you support may have a challenging behavior, such as hoarding, excessive drinking of water, a strong fear of objects being stolen, that first developed as a result of living with large groups of people in an institutionalized setting.